Bam, 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 bam.
Keep the change, you filthy animals.
Gotcha, bitch.
Hold up now, what's up, you up? We got more than four cups. Yeah,
damn,
yeah, you
son,
know what's up.
Where'd you find this?
Bad bitches, throw it up. Fuck around, we'll keep in touch. What you doing, ain't much. You know how it is, getting it up, trash. And you know I got the strap.
Bam, 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 bam.
Tell that bitch to turn around, throw it bad, bad, bad. You know me, I got my name straight up. Track, track, track. Mister with the bullshit. I done learned a whole lot out that bullpen. Tell these niggas right now, I got the full clip. Tell these bitches right now, they ain't bullshit. I'ma wake up in the morning with all of my jewelry. And she gon' wake up in the morning with nothing but money. Pull up now, I will serve you up. Ayy. We got more than four cups.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was the president of our debate team in high school.
Yeah. This is the High Class Third Base Podcast once again.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you to our listeners. Yeah. Thank you to our viewers.
Yeah, yeah.
Just thank you to everybody. And once again, let me get one of them good organic.
Bam, 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 bam.
Just to start off the show, as always, it's your boy Olansky. One eye in person, three eyes on Instagram.
And it's your boy JR. You know what it is.
Bam, 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 bam.
_ ACDB on IG. Follow Instagram clothing on high on Instagram too. I'm high too.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hey, Bully. You already know who else we got, man.
It's Oren. Drew Lucky over at Oren. Drew Lucky on Instagram.
Yeah.
I have nothing to sell. Nothing. No. Just me.
He's just here.
Orgasmic okay. Me.
Who else?
I was the president of my debate team.
The president?
Yeah. All I kept saying was like, bro, and?
Is this factual?
I was vice president.
Okay.
Like, this motherfucker who...
The deeper we go.
I was supposed to be president.
Yeah, but who are you, brother?
Oh. Man, it corona... Oh, no. Eddie.
You sure of that?
Eddie,
sure do you know who this motherfucker is?
Eddie,
he's just sitting here. He just walked in and just sat down. We don't even know who the fuck he is.
Eddie, now the real question is, were you part of a winning debate team or a losing debate team?
Hell no, we wish.
Yeah, I'm about to say they lost everything. He said he was a president, and then when I dug deeper, he said he was the vice president. And I'm pretty sure if I dig deeper...
He didn't even know his name. Like, I don't know how he's a winning debate team.
If I dig any deeper, we're going to find out some shit we don't want to know.
There was too much animosity on the team. Everybody was jealous of me.
I'm sure.
You lost it before too. What's your name?
Do I have to tell you that?
Why you ask all these goddamn questions? That's your fucking problem now.
Who this man? So who did you say you was today?
Eddie Kane.
Okay.
I changed the pack, man. All
right. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Welcome, Eddie Kane.
Well, I'm glad he changed that shit back.
Thank you.
That was a long ass Eddie DeLeer, Chandelier. I don't know, man. Eddie the Chandelier, man.
I was
Eddie
never
the Chandelier.
I changed
it. It was Eddie.
I seen you didn't even know. I changed it because I was smoking one day. I was high. I was a Learjet. You know what I'm saying? I'm Eddie Lear. You know what I'm saying? I got to explain it all the fucking time. So I
ain't
can't.
Nobody going to get that.
Yeah. So I just changed it. Like, everybody knows Eddie Kane. Yeah, keep it simple, stupid.
Ain't nobody.
It's called Kiss.
Yeah, you could have just said Eddie the Jet.
Goddamn, Eddie the Jet. All right, man. So what the fuck has been going on, man? Current events. We still on lockdown. Still, the world is still going awry.
Yeah.
Toilet paper is still sold out in North America.
Yeah.
I got half.
We ain't left
in
6 days. We've been sitting here since the last time you saw.
Yeah, we didn't even take the table down. We just sat here.
We just sat here watching.
Is it time to record again?
Man.
Now we back. I think we changed our outfits. That was about it.
Yeah.
Took a shower.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta wash your ass.
What the fuck else is going on, man? Just so much shit. The presidential race is still going on. I'm not really big into politics, but we'll touch
on
it. Yeah, man. Fucking Democratic primary.
Know.
You know what I'm saying? Right?
They was like,
man, speaking of that, Eddie, you got me bummed, man.
Every time I see a white man talking on TV, I think he talking about the coronavirus. I ain't know that. motherfuckers was racing still. Like, y'all know shit is going on.
It's Biden and Trump. If they called it, they don't even fuck
at this point. Who
Biden and Trump, but you know.
So Bernie's out?
I mean, he's not officially out. It's
he keeps losing.
He's just haven't won. People aren't turning out for his vote. But
Michigan.
He's a lot stronger. Like, if you look at what he'll do is he'll eventually, like, secede and give, you know, Biden a beer. But he won't do it without, like, you know, I want you to run with this platform on healthcare. Or, you know what I mean? Like, because if you look at it, like, all of his ideas. Bernie will never get elected president, I'm sorry to say. But his ideas are like seeds. Like, they really, free college, all that stuff.
I mean,
stuff,
I think he made headway with even the marijuana legalization.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even want Joe Biden to be the president, to tell you the truth. Like, I mean, I ain't like, too political, but...
Yeah, I mean, Biden to Trump to me, well, I mean, shit.
No, at least Trump, you know he lying. Biden, he got that shit-eating grin. It's like, he got that grin on his face. Like, I'm lying to y'all motherfuckers, but I'm going to smile the whole time.
Could you be a woman who you knew was a whore?
Huh?
Could you be with a woman who you knew was a whore?
That's like, a good transition.
I'd rather be with a woman that I know a whore than a woman that I suspect as a whore.
Let's keep Trump in office.
I ain't saying all that.
Oh, hell no. I was going to say, how did you transition to that?
You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying all that, but I'm saying.
It just seems easier to keep Biden the bullshitter, too. Going.
Joe Biden's a bullshitting ass motherfucker. That nigga confused as fuck. You see how many times he confused his sister for his wife and shit?
That motherfucker.
He don't be knowing where he at. Like.
No, the other day, that motherfucker was like, yo, man, I'm running for senator. I was like, nigga, what?
What?
Like, nigga,
he said
what?
That for real?
Yeah, I was like, what? But Joe, shut the fuck up, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, shut the fuck up, man.
just shut the fuck up. Joe. All right, man, what else is going on, man? Fucking people ran out of toilet paper, so now the new mass hysteria item people are buying now are boudets.
Boudets?
Boudets.
Oh, the booty wiping.
Speaking of toilet paper.
Booty splash.
The booties.
Pause. Speaking of toilet paper, we're living a very dangerous moment right now. Right now, Eddie Kane has a pack of toilet paper in the backseat of his car. It is fully visible. And we're just hoping his window doesn't get smashed.
Ladies,
during this.
I got half a pack of toilet paper.
You might as well leave the keys in that motherfucker. Nigga gonna start selling toilet tissue like weed. Like, hey, let me get a dub, bruh.
One of y'all keep Eddie
bring
busy.
A nigga two rolls.
I'll be right back. I gotta use the restroom.
Yeah, you be selling, meeting up. You be meeting the motherfucker at the park for two rolls of paper time? For two rolls of tissue? Nigga be at the corner store? Hey, I got that tissue.
Bitches were giving up pussy for less.
Hey, I got that Charmin. Niggas over there selling Scots. Nigga, I got Charmin right here. Nigga.
I don't understand it, because if you go to the store, there's still tissues and baby wipes.
I went to the store today. I saw toilet tissue.
Like, there's still plenty of other options
saying,
to wipe with.
I can't tell you where I saw it, but I saw it.
I don't understand what motherfuckers are doing stockpiling all this shit, but that's neither here nor there. tissue, dog. Like, in the wilderness.
Hey, hold on.
You know it's warehouses full of this shit, right?
I want to know. To our viewers.
The warehouses ain't empty.
No.
Hold on. I want
to
know.
Filled to the ceiling with tissue. With ass tissue.
If any of our viewers stockpiled a fuck ton of toilet paper, please, in our comment section, I don't know. However you guys get a hold of us. Give us an explanation. I just want to know the thought process of why you need 100 rolls of toilet paper for the end of the world.
And send two rolls to P.O. Box. Quarter away.
No, I don't understand bag the toilet paper situation. You can't
dirt
eat
bag
it.
It's everybody who sends a letter, send
so
a roll.
Like, you don't want to. I don't know.
We talk a lot of shit.
Matter of fact, we having a dirt bag giveaway, man. Shit, whoever responds with the funniest comment under this video will get a free roll of toilet tissue. Not a whole pack.
Official.
It's going to be one of them corner store rolls,
yeah,
too.
Gonna
it's going to be like 90
gonna,
sheets.
It's going to fuck with your ass.
No, it's like it's 90 sheets on that motherfucker.
It's going to be an official high-class dirt bag roll of toilet paper.
Trust
me. I don't know how we'll do it, but we will get you an official.
I like that. We're going to do that. That's a fact. We're doing that. Whoever
exactly.
do that, you're going to get an official.
It's not going to be on every
you
ply.
You can wipe your ass. We're going to put our faces on it. You can wipe your ass with the high.
Speaking
you
of
can
which,
really wipe your ass with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you don't like us, if you don't like these faces, dirt bag toilet tissue coming
and for
you.
And for an extra $100.
Or we can come out with dirt bag Kleenex with our asses on it. You can blow your nose with our asses.
All blow, no suck. You don't want to smell that shit, okay?
Scratch and sniff.
All blood.
Don't steal my. Nobody don't steal my shit.
You don't want to suck.
I came out with that idea just now. God damn it.
You don't want to suck. So I said all that right. Like three times this week.
So that being said, Corona's going on. Toilet tissue's crazy. Boudets are getting hot.
Why they call it Corona though, man?
It's COVID now.
Motherfuckers
COVID.
Like that beer. Now it's just a wag. You could have called it Yingling or something.
The Yingling virus.
I got the Yingling.
Hey, mother will do that shit more seriously. You call it Yingling virus, nigga. That shit sounds disgusting.
Heineken or something.
Not the Heineken.
Yeah, the Heineken virus.
After the beer, though.
The Heineken virus. I'm just saying, with the first thing you think of, fucking.
That's just coincidence. Yeah.
Sandy
just
beaches.
Coincidence.
Limon, you know.
Yeah. Like the Purdue flu. Nobody going to eat Purdue chicken.
Yeah, nobody wants Purdue chicken. Nobody don't want no goddamn Purdue.
Like,
get that shit away from me. Where's the Tyson?
Give me that Rich Farms.
Yeah, give me that Rich Farms. Give me the Mayfield Tyson, nigga. Go give me that damn Purdue.
What the fucking Purdue, then? they got a flu out.
They got the flu, dude.
So now they got the corona going out. Now, since the corona is going around, it's getting crazy right here. We're reporting live from the motherfucking quarantine zone.
It's a bunker. This ain't a house. This is actually a bunker.
You know what I'm saying?
Bunker,
reporting fucking live where it's going down. They got zombies
Ground
outside.
Ground zero. Oh,
man,
shit.
This is
oh,
fucking crazy
shit.
Out
this
here
explosion.
Right now.
Oh.
Like, oh, my goodness. Oh, tell shit. People to listen to this. This is the last effort.
All kind of shit, bro. All kind of shit.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, I'm just fucking with
Everything's
you.
Everything's fine.
We just calm as fuck.
No,
but hold on. It's a matter of like location. Like Atlanta, we're keeping it cool. You know, there's long lines at supermarkets and gun stores. That's about it. But like, you
where
go to, like,
is
Chicago,
there pandemonium? Is there
Chicago,
pandemonium?
The streets are empty. New York,
no,
the
that's
streets.
A lie because there was 8 deaths yesterday in Chicago. 8 shootings in Chicago yesterday.
But, niggas had time.
Niggas is
okay,
outside.
But that's not. All of Chicago.
Maybe not in like the north side of Chicago.
But when you go to like,
it's
you know,
outside,
like,
niggas is outside.
Do you not see that picture from Times Square?
Nah.
It's a picture from Times. It's empty.
Times Square,
like,
empty as shit.
No, because New York, man, New York is killing it. In
people
the numbers,
are panicking.
Bro.
My sister killing lives in it. Chicago. They're like, there's people up there that are worried, and they actually did a what is it? A survey.
So what is it? Chicago got the second largest airport in the United States, correct?
They actually, it's not largest. They actually have their airport is busier than
it's
Atlanta.
It's busier. Okay,
it's,
so that's why I believe.
No,
one
Atlanta's
part.
Got the busiest airport
last year.
In the world.
No.
In the world. No. Atlanta's airport is the busiest
Delta
airport in the world. Yeah.
Delta.
Like, in the world.
International.
It got changed. I promise you, Chicago
that's
just got
changed.
The title. And hold on. It's actually, it's funny because I heard a story this week about Chicago airport and a separate one about Atlanta airport. And both spokesmen for each airport both claim to have the busiest airport in the world.
Okay,
well,
you said
like,
about
you both
this,
can't have
okay,
it.
Okay, you said
like,
Chicago now. What?
Chicago, it's a matter of like turn out flights.
No, I'm talking about the virus.
Hartsfield Jackson, busiest airport in the world.
You both can't have this title.
But I promise you, both
claim
that.
That always fucking happens. The
second is in China.
Okay.
Oh, what year is that survey, though?
What about the U.S.?
What year is that thing you're looking at, though?
What about in the U.S.?
I'm saying it's like a current thing. Like I heard like Chicago.
O'Hare.
Yeah, O'Hare.
That's Chicago, right? That's
behind Los Angeles.
Oh, so New York ain't even up there.
No, New York is not.
Nah,
but
New
I
York
heard
two fucking.
But I did
airport.
Hear. Oh, but it has, you know, the airports have something to do with it. But
January 29, 2020, Hartsfield Jackson.
Yeah,
what? Beijing is number 2. Dubai is number 3. Los Angeles is number 4. Tokyo is number 5. O'Hare is number 6.
No shit.
I'm just trying to correlate.
That's why they shut. That's why they were really trying to shut down Atlanta because we have so many people coming from all over.
That's
the world.
Why I would think they were already done that.
Yeah. That's why they.
But
got
we don't have that much. Our international, like, we don't have as many international coming in like they
no,
do.
It's the biggest.
We do. No, we do.
Shit, I mean, they built a whole international airport,
but it's more
just
connecting.
For international.
Like, we don't have as.
It's the regular airport, and then it's the domestic airport.
No, I know what you mean.
Whole
but,
other airport.
But for some reason, like I've experienced just longer waiting times, long.
I don't think they got anything to do with it.
In New York and Miami.
I don't think they got anything to do with it.
But it's not. But nothing's.
We do have an international plate.
But nothing's slowing down though. Like no industries are slowing. They're slowing down because the companies are.
Shit. Every industry is slowing down.
No, shit. I know. I'm so sorry, y'all. Ooh,
toilet paper is the only thing that's picking up right now, bro.
And hand sanitizer. People at Purell literally having money fights and shit. You know what I'm saying? Skeeting into $100 bills like a motherfucker. But no, like, they shut y'all down, but it's not like, are y'all sick? And if y'all was sick, would y'all give a fuck?
Yeah, I would give a fuck. Hell yeah, I would give a shit.
Really? Because another poll came out and said 82% of fucking Americans work with a flu.
Yeah, but this is not the flu. The flu has a vaccine. The flu has
the
treatment.
The flu has killed more people than COVID-19 so far. Obesity kills 2.6 million people a year. Being
but the
fat,
percentage of it.
Well, a lot of motherfuckers is fat, and a lot of motherfuckers
like
don't
you,
die from.
If you get the flu, you have your mortality rate is less than 1%. If you have COVID, it's like 5%, 3%, depending on your age. It's 1% for you and I, but even that's high comparison to the flu. Like you got to remember, this thing hasn't been around for decades, like the flu as well. Like you got to give
it's
it time
new.
To get.
It's new as shit, and that's the problem.
It's warming up.
It's that's so fucking new.
Shit, and
man.
If you want to say flu, let's talk about Spanish flu in comparison.
Hold on, man.
You know what I mean?
Back
like,
to what Eddie was saying, nothing is shut down. Shit is shut the fuck down, bro.
Shit shut down.
Shit, so much shit is shut the fuck down. Your boy down. Trump just came on TV the other day and was like, "Yo, I'm giving you a stimulus
shit
package."
Shut down. Restaurants.
He's like, "Yo, I'm,
gyms.
He's like, "Yo,
theaters.
I'm giving you
rinks,
some money.
I'm
bowling
to give you
alleys. Everything
fuck
is fucking closed.
Now it's
shit
just
is
speculation
so crazy
to an extent."
No, not shit is so crazy that Trump literally, it's like, I'm going to give you guys a socialist check. Here's $1,000. No, but every American gets
Trump
it.
Right now, he in the perfect position right now. For himself, he in the perfect position. He like, I can save the fucking day.
I can save the fucking day.
Come to think of it, that's probably why Bush got reelected because of that thousand we got.
That stimulus package he gave. That niggas was geeked about that.
Niggas all got $1,000. Yep. Yeah, I think I just
money talk
18.
Bullshit. What? So as soon as them checks get to come in, Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Just pay me.
Hey man,
I'm for sale. Duh.
But here's the thing.
I'm not political at all. But that's hey.
I mean, are you really gonna
Obama
be?
Obama ain't gave me a dime.
Are you gonna be bought by $1,000 check when you sit at the
hey,
house?
Hey, Barack, man, don't you owe me like at least?
Yeah,
five?
No, yeah, we do.
Hold
no,
on,
yeah,
man.
We can.
But hold
no.
the thing, like, are you gonna be bought by $1,000 check when you sit at the house and lose thousands?
What do you mean bought?
You know what I mean?
What do you mean
like,
bought? What do you mean by bought?
You can't buy my vote. I'm gonna take
what I'm saying. Like, people are like,
I'm gonna take the thousand. I ain't gonna be like, oh fuck Trump. You can keep the thousand.
No, I'm taking the thousand.
Give me my money, nigga. Give me. I earned that shit.
It's like your favorite.
As far as I'm concerned,
I existed.
That's just a part of my reparation percentage.
The quarterback you hate the most throws you a football.
Any money the government giving me is reparation percentage.
What if they do that? What if they're like?
That's why I go exempt. Y'all owe me that shit. Y'all owe me that.
What if they say that? Like, on everybody else's check, it's just like, damn, with the black people's check, it's like, <reparations.
laughs> I mean, it depends on how much percent we talking. Like, if it be like 50%.
It's the same amount.
Hey,
same
fuck
amount.
You, nigga. If it say 100% reparation percent. Reparations.
Oh, yeah, dog. Go ahead and include that extra 500 per black dude.
Hey,
extra,
but like, no, if he $1,000 for every that, year, he'll become the most hated president of all time. If he gives every black person an extra $500 on top of that shit, he will become the most hated president.
Hey, John, how much you get? 1,000. How much you get? I got 1,500.
Yeah, I got 1,500.
I wonder why. It's because you're black.
Hey, on the bottom of the check, it's our bad.
Now it's black.
Nigga, I'll take not paying taxes for a whole year of my life, dog.
No sales tax.
Not paying taxes.
Instead of reparations.
Yeah, for a year? Yeah. Just a year?
One
no
year?
Taxes.
Just for a year.
Do you get to choose that year? Like on the year, like you said, because I would tell
you, like,
I'm saving up for
that
year.
But you don't want the money.
Huh?
You don't want the money.
I mean, because you got to think, the money you would pay in taxes.
They're going to get taxed. Only one.
You're keeping it.
You don't get that back.
So they're not giving you no money.
If I had to choose, give me land or give me stocks.
I don't want neither.
And I get to choose where and what.
I don't want neither. I want freedom. I want the freedom of the
motherfucker.
I don't get that now, so it's kind of like what the hell?
You gonna confuse the fuck out of them? I'm talking about I want freedom. They gonna like,
I need to find out. Do Indians pay taxes?
Voila, you're free.
Do Indians pay taxes?
Do Native Americans pay
not
taxes?
On
not on
their reservation.
Not on their reservation. That's
they have their own like taxes.
They list them. Yeah. Nah, they don't even got taxes. Like, that's why people go to the reservation to get cigarettes because they're cheaper and there's no tax.
Get rid of taxes in low income housing. Boom.
Get rid of tax on the inner
city. We don't make up most of low income houses.
Nah, because then you got all these corner stores owned by people that don't live in the neighborhood.
Yep.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Foreigners, and they are not gonna get taxed. That's
not for the residents.
Don't look out for them.
You should not know this much about economics and American economics. If that.
Nah, but I mean,
we can fix this shit. I got them. So.
Hey, man.
A lot of people do a lot of things for money for years. Like shit, I take that 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, whatever it is. I ain't vote for the motherfucker, but I still take that 3,000.
Okay, at the bottom of the check, it's gonna say our bad. You taking it?
Like, our bad.
With an extra $500 on, they're going to say our bad at the bar.
Our bad.
Yeah, because they bad. Because they let the motherfuckers come on a plane over here with
civil
infected.
Rights movement.
Yeah, that's
their bad. Civil rights movement.
That's they bad.
For Jim Crow, you get $500.
Like, no,
for
man,
slavery,
they ain't give me my slavery pay.
They ain't give my slavery pay.
What if you open it up and you can just see?
They ain't give me my slavery pay. And my grandfather from Africa. They ain't give me my shit.
They ain't
give me my shit. I'm directly from Africa. Y'all niggas was born.
It's going to say COVID, 1500. Black, 5. Slavery, if they find out you're a direct descendant from a slave, that's another 5.
So the niggas that came directly from slaves gonna get paid more than niggas that was born here from slaves.
Oh, shit, I'm good. I'm good, shit. I'm good. I'm
so
good.
That's gonna be an
I don't know, but then they might deduct because, like, they might deduct
I need to do my 103
one of my great grandfathers might have been a slave owner, too.
I see what you said. So they're gonna deduct. Okay, I see what you said. They're gonna
end up breaking even. Like,
yeah,
how much did
deduct.
You get? I
well,
didn't get nothing.
I'm sorry, sir, but your great grandfather was a slave owner.
And then every time a joker commit a crime, instead of crowding up the prisons, just take a little bit of their slave pay.
Instead of what, putting a nigga in jail?
Instead of putting a motherfucker in jail for an ounce of weed, right?
Niggas in prison
Hold on, man.
Niggas in prison do not get stimulus packages, man. As far as from Trump, dog. that's what...
I don't think he's in prison.
They still spend money, though, don't they?
They do, and they still get mail. So, I don't know.
But they not about to get a stimulus package in
Niggas gonna have a wall full of honey buns.
But no, hold on.
Imagine if you get sentenced
Look
today.
Look what I did with my stimulus, nigga.
If you get sentenced today for 3 months.
I bought out the fucking honey buns, nigga. I bought them out. Niggas got to come to me. Niggas want honey buns, they got to come to my cell, nigga.
No, that'll be fucking crazy. That'll
no,
normal.
No. I'm trying
to
say.
Nobody get locked up no time soon.
Yeah, no, we don't want to test this
fuck
shit,
your bread up, bro.
You gonna miss that
but
stimulus
when you
pack.
Are state property,
at least wait.
You have an address that is the prison. So you, all you need in America to get a job is an address.
Well, they're going
to
probably say every free living American
gets
$1,000.
Niggas in jail ain't getting no stimulus back.
Fine writing, doesn't include incarcerated under 12 years old, like motherfuckers under 18, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, okay.
Of course it's going to have guidelines and fucking...
All right, so niggas are basically... Everybody
probably
got to
have a job.
Not even niggas.
No
but
shit.
Most of everybody will probably accept that free money. Like I'm you can call me whatever you
Whoever
want.
Whoever don't want it.
Democrat, liberal, whatever the fuck
the
title
P.O.
is,
box.
I don't know. Me personally, like I just really think that I'm gonna take that money and not vote for none of these assholes. But that's just me personally.
Oh, yeah.
But there are a lot of people who won't take the money. And if you will take the money, explain why. If you won't take the money, explain why. Hit us up on IG and let us know why. We'll have a poll under this video. Yeah. You already know, man. But
yeah. You already know.
I'm just saying, because I think a lot of people would actually fucking take the money.
I think most people going to take the money.
Who the fuck is not going to take the money?
Take
I don't
anybody
know anybody that's going to get
a
check with your name on it for $1,000 comes in the mail. You're going to be like, no. Fuck Trump.
I'm sending this back.
Fuck socialism. Whatever. Like,
socialism.
I'm sending this
piece
back.
Of shit. Yeah, okay.
All right.
But if a check isn't enough, would you, like I saw on the internet.
Hold on.
What do you mean hold on?
Hold on. I gotta hear this. Okay.
All right. So apparently you can get up to like $4,000 to $7,000 to be one of the test subjects for the cure or the vaccine for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. So...
AKA
would
the
you?
They want to give you the virus
and
pay you a couple thousand.
Finish the question. What's the question?
Basically, it's not just that. They give you the virus and then they have a vaccine or not a vaccine. You either in any subject, you're either getting a placebo or you're getting the actual thing.
So you're just gambling with your life at this point?
Like, but regardless, you sign up that, hey, you're going to give me this vaccine, you're going to give me the disease, and you're going to give me whatever vaccine you have. You know, is on trial. Hmm. So, and they give you what? 7,000? I don't know. 7,000, 5,000? Would you?
No.
That's a no for me, dog.
How much would you then? How much would it take?
No, motherfucker.
I'm gonna let Flames Peace speak for me. That's a no for me, dog.
What's
your
ever,
number? What's your number?
Have you?
What's your number?
My number.
Hold on, let me finish the question.
No, 7 grand is enough. All right.
No, because I don't want him asking another question.
I do. I
want
to hear his question.
Oh, 7 grand is enough. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay, stupid. 7 grand is enough. But if I could get more, I would negotiate for more because motherfuckers ain't going to do it. But the reason why 7 grand is enough for me is because we've all had a flu shot. And if you know what's in the flu shot, you know you was gambling with your life right then and there. They gave you the flu. Well, they gave you a version of the flu. They gave you the dead flu. Or the new flu, or the old flu, or live. They put a virus in you.
Gotcha, bitch. Before they give you that flu shot, they've given it to millions of motherfuckers before it came into your...
Yeah,
you are the first one.
It's not millions. It's usually like 1,000.
No, I'm talking about like it's...
A new drug on
by the time... That's like trial, but I'm talking about there's been
other
people.
But you got the flu shot for free?
Millions of people have had the flu shot, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This like...
You get the flu shot for free, though.
Okay, it's like...
It has nothing to do with free.
One thing is getting punched by me. Another thing is getting punched by Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I'm going to get punched either way.
You'd rather me punch you than Mike Tyson, nigga.
I'm going to get punched either way.
Yeah,
but,
I mean.
Why you gamble with your choice.
At least with Mike Tyson, I'm getting paid.
But you're going to gamble with a vaccine that may or may not work? We about to give you this deadly virus.
This shit might cure you.
We might not.
You know, in the fine print, it says you could die. And
here's $5,000 to gamble with that.
You have $7,000. You can't even bury yourself for that much,
bro. You can't even get the casket. They burying you in the box.
I'm gonna be cremated anyway. Yeah. That's not the point.
pocket the five.
Yeah, that'd be like
a tax return.
Seven. Yeah, go ahead. Do your thing. It's like a tax return.
Walk away with $5,500 after all expenses.
I do for a million.
A million?
$1 million. I'm walking around.
You can't give me shit. You can't give me a goddamn code, man. You can't give me a high five or none of that shit. I don't want nothing for scientific research.
I'm healthy enough to, you know, fight risk it off for a million.
You don't even know what they're giving you.
Hey, man.
COVID-19?
They're giving me $1 million.
They're like, oh, shit, we thought it was COVID.
Tax free.
We thought it was COVID.
We mixed up the vials. Yeah, it's AIDS. I'm sorry.
Yeah, about to say.
We give you another $5,000, though.
I don't know. Me personally, as a black dude, I wouldn't do it.
Oops. Yeah.
Hey, y'all ever heard of the Tuskegee experiments? Yeah. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Like, we're not too lucky on motherfuckers telling us one thing. We're going to take you to this beautiful place called America. Yeah, next thing you know, we wading in the water and shit. Goddamn.
Following the drinking water. So, what? That's three no's in one eye, so the no's have it.
I'm going to say hell no.
But you said you would do it for a certain amount. So does that mean you would do it?
It would be a six, seven figure fucking amount.
For the $7,000.
Oh, fuck, I'm going to grow a whole nother head.
No, they're giving you, like, you're right. Like, it's,
yeah, he cured, but he got a whole nother head.
Like, I would do it. Like, they're growing out his ass.
Breaking news.
What happened?
Sean Payton has coronavirus.
Oh, shit. What if we all got it? What if we all got it? Like Walking Dead, remember Walking Dead? They all had that shit.
Everybody got it.
But then once they die, when you die, you come back. Yeah, what if we all got this shit? We just ain't showing, nobody just shows symptoms. You just either a carrier or you a holder or whatever they call it.
I'm pretty sure I already had it.
We don't know, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I had it.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Everybody popping up with it. We can't get, ain't like they mailing us tests and shit.
Hey, man, hopefully Sean Payton recovers.
Yeah, I hope all these celebrities who know they got it and we don't, I hope y'all feel better. I hope y'all feel great.
I hope you guys.
You know, all you NBA guys, I hope you recover soon so we can watch you play basketball from my hospital bed. That'd be awesome. That'd be an awesome way to go out, watching you know, you guys dunk the basketball, making $1 million while
we're gonna have a lot of make-a-wish
while we all suffer with ventilators and shit.
Nah, somebody had a fire ass meme. They said they're gonna have to finish the season where NBA players just play each other on 2K.
Hell yeah, I'm with that. I'll watch that, yo.
Yo, that's actually no.
I'll watch that. Hold on. Because you can actually do 5-on-5.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like,
you play your position.
Like, if this keeps going, like, shit's going
to
change.
Esports is about to be humongous.
Like, I was going to say, like, right now in the state of Georgia, for the first time, you can actually have alcohol delivered to your house.
Yes, sir.
Because
of
this thing.
I don't know how great that is.
But it's something that's like.
Motherfucker's going to be domestic violence out this motherfucker like a motherfucker.
So that's actually.
I'm goddamn tired of him ordering goddamn Colt 45 to the house. Watch. It's going to be a problem. Motherfuckers running up the car on the fucking.
So,
every day, he got another six pack at the door.
So, they're delivering alcohol to the house now?
Yeah, you can get alcohol delivered from actually, not only from like liquor stores, you can actually call a bar and be like, I want three mojitos, and they will bring you
your mixed drinks.
Like, to keep, because some restaurants are still staying open. You
hey,
don't
let me get
bro.
Some Hennessy
so
margaritas.
So, on top of that, like, so you
three,
know,
four, five of them.
Shit's going to change. You think people are going to be watching like Madden? Oh, next season. Like, that's going to be the football season.
I wish I could come up with something to deliver because delivery about to go up the roof. Like, whoever come up with a delivery service for certain shit, you about to make some bread. Like,
at-home barbers,
basic,
man. It's y'all time.
Basic delivery shit, about to go through the roof.
Barbers, this is y'all time.
Like,
I'll
be a corner store delivery nigga. Like,
I would literally
bring you cigarillos.
$1,000 pickup truck.
Bring you some Faygos, bring you some cigarillos, couple bags of chips.
Well, who's shit real? I don't know. I was in the grocery store the other day. Like, what if I'm grabbing a box of fucking shit?
But I do it in a hazmat suit.
That's already been contaminated with somebody that
you
got
gotta do it in a hazmat.
Like,
you gotta do it in a hazmat.
God damn, dog. Like, did I bring it in my house?
No, they tell you. You're supposed to, like, disinfect everything before you bring it in. I'm not gonna have
before you walk in the house. The stations you walk in,
wash
to spray
your
ass.
Wash your hands as soon as you open your cereal box. That shit got Lysol on it. This shit tastes
like motherfucker dying from poison in a Lysol here in a second.
Everything gonna be
crazy,
a Ziploc bag.
Your body has to fight some germ. Okay, God damn.
Hey, as soon as you spend some money and get your change back, guess what's on your money?
Yep.
All kinds of shit.
All kinds of germs.
Blood.
You got sneezing. Corona stripper virus.
You got all kind of shit on your bread. So whoever go ahead and count money, you spray your money.
Yeah, lady.
I know. I saw my nigga in the store the other day, man. I was like, yo, man, I called this nigga on the phone. Like, yeah, dog, I was going to come and dap you up, but the times is changing. So I'm just going to talk to you on the phone.
Hey, motherfuckers about to start shaking hands like, what was the movie? Demolition Man, when they do like this shit, the motherfucker put their hand and barely touch each other.
Three
like,
seashells, too.
Nah, that's good.
Hell yeah, I ain't slapping hands with niggas.
What if this is how the three seashells come to
my
be?
My man, how?
What is a three seashell?
It's a demolition man.
I still don't know how you're supposed to wipe your ass with that.
We'll figure it out.
It's impossible to figure out.
For three
I think that's the thing.
But if, well, like, hold on.
Maybe the thing is, you don't wipe your ass.
Humor me for a second.
Maybe like, that's the thing. Like,
but hold on.
You don't wipe your ass with those. You catch the shit with them. Lay it in the toilet.
Let's just say, so humor me for a second. So, like, we've known about the three seashells, what, for like 30 years now. Yeah, it's a movie based in the future.
Kids, yeah.
We have a toilet paper shortage now, and somebody wants to invent something that's better than toilet paper, but the only thing he has to reference is three seashells, and the three seashells.
That's
gets
a
invented.
Great question. What's
it's kind of like
that's a great question.
Like a 12 monkeys, like
what's
time loop.
Better than toilet paper?
And nobody's gonna have anything.
I mean, if you want to be a clean, sanitary person, civilized, what's better than toilet paper?
You go wet dry. Wet
but
dry.
Again, I agree with you. But as a sense of like reference, there is nothing else except for three seashells. So a person could just use that as the beginning of the drawing board.
Give me an invention better than toilet paper.
Yeah, I don't even want to delve into that because, like...
Please don't use seashells as a template for
I
want to
see...
Paper.
Hey, scientist people,
man,
if
I'm
you can figure out...
I'm not in on that, B.
I am really intrigued and curious to
scientist
see how
people.
I think the only thing you
can
do is, like, get a tube to fit turds and stick it up your ass because that's the only way.
What if there's, like, still living things in the seashells?
That's
just
the only
flip
way.
And it's like...
Nah, son.
Some kind of like living clown.
No. You want something tickling your sphincter while you take
it? Okay, hold on. You know, Gucci.
One cleans, one disinfects, and one just tickles you and leaves you
apples,
fresh.
Apples have an enzyme in them,
Gucci,
that help break down non digestible entities.
So, what you saying?
I'm saying, what if somebody
applesauce what
takes that enzyme?
Like apple toilet tissue?
No. it's internal tissue. Whereas
so you eat it, you gotta eat an apple,
and you don't even shit anymore.
No, you
the
gotta
enzyme,
shit.
The enzymes are gonna eat all the bacteria that you don't need.
No,
anyway.
What if like, what if somebody invents something to where like shit, you, as you shit, it's just like a, like almost like a pre-bagged
like a sleeve.
I don't want to talk about shit. I'm done talking about shit. Now.
You drop the like, turd, the bag, I'm clothes, all the bag.
I'm done. I'm just gonna shut the fuck up.
Made of apples.
Biodegradable. That shit is hilarious, bro. The whole visual of it. Have you ever seen a diaper genie? You get where I'm going.
Yeah, I know that's what you mean.
If you know what a diaper genie is, that's hilarious.
What's your
a diaper genie is a thing you get when you got babies, right?
I'm assuming so.
It's
yeah.
a tower. And you put this ring in it, and the ring has bags.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you put the ring on top,
yep.
and it has a hole like a sphincter. Like yep. You stick the bag all the way down
dirty
the tube.
Diaper or something?
And when you got a dirty diaper, you put the diaper in there, step on the little pedal, mm-hmm. and it opens up. And the diaper goes in the little bag, and it closes to keep the stink
seals
out.
Off.
Yeah, it's getting seals off.
Yeah,
exactly what I mean.
And when the shit is full, you just take the bag and pull another bag. And it's like a bag of shit. You got a whole bag of shitty diaper.
But that's not too far from true, because when I was in Afghanistan, we had to burn our shit, and you had to carry it in a plastic bag up to the burn pile.
But that doesn't.
Too much to do.
Well, I don't understand why y'all even talking about this, because that has nothing to do with toilet paper.
We're talking about other options.
You went from toilet paper to shit in a bag. Like,
you know how it goes.
But if you shit straight into a bag, maybe you don't.
That's what he's talking about.
There's no
like,
contact.
If you have
just
to,
like,
you
don't
have to wipe your ass.
No,
you
don't. He got a point. If it don't slide through your cheeks, what are you wiping? It never slid.
That don't even make sense.
It never slid through your cheeks.
That don't make sense.
That's the only reason we wipe our ass.
Because
it slides through our cheeks.
He's talking about an enzyme that makes it to where the shit don't even.
He said you don't even shit.
Like you don't even shit. Did this motherfucker say where
you gotta shit? There's no way.
It disappears when it comes out. Like yo, you still gotta wipe your ass, dog. You still have to wipe your ass.
He said it don't even. It don't even slide past your cheeks.
Yeah,
it's always
still gonna hit your ass. asshole.
But the turd don't touch your shit, so how do you wipe your ass?
No.
Sticking your finger in your ass?
No, how do you wipe your ass? Do you just wipe the outer sheets?
I'm not talking about wiping. I don't care about how y'all niggas wipe y'all ass.
We're talking about
We ain't talking about ass wiping techniques.
I'm good.
We talking about what we gonna do when the toilet paper is gone.
Yo, I'm gonna do what them niggas did, man.
What we gonna do?
I'm gonna do what them niggas did back in the day.
We
a nice non-poisonous leaf.
You done got mad leaves. You have a shitty ass hand. It's going in your booty.
How do you wash your ass with a leaf?
Yeah, your
it's
ass
not, it's
itch.
Not the funnest thing in the world, bro.
I wipe my ass with a maple leaf, bro.
Yo, there's gonna be,
you know, the biggest leaf you can probably get.
And they crunchy.
And they hard. They're not crunchy, but they hard.
Of course.
You got to be careful,
right? Right now, there is somebody at home trying to figure out how to have a reusable toilet paper.
I mean, the only thing you can do is have a rag
there's
and
no
rewash it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's no, and you don't want to wash it.
They're reusable tampons.
Man.
They're all reusable tampons.
Get the fuck out of here. No, it's not.
What? I know if you
don't
right
want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about
that
shit. No,
yeah.
I'm not even talking about that shit, man. Because
we can talk about that.
Fuck all that shit, dog. Like, y'all motherfuckers. I'm good. I'm going to find toilet paper.
It ain't no way. All we can do is make our own.
I've been on this earth 30 years. If we do completely run out of toilet paper on the face of this earth, then, I mean, we got bigger problems.
I mean, if you really from the hood, you made some toilet
paper
tissue
towels,
before. I ain't going front.
Niggas is like, they out of motherfucking toilet tissue. But, nigga, they got paper towels, nigga. If shit get real, I'm using a paper towel, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
If really from the hood.
Like shit, dog. If shit get real,
you don't have
you going to do something, dog.
You don't have paper towels.
Like, that's neither here nor there.
I'm going to cut t-shirt
paper. If you got newspaper, you can wipe your
brown paper bag after you done crumpled it up a whole bunch.
No, newspaper, you got just... Newspaper, you just got to keep doing it. But you got...
So, Eddie, what did you have
to
say today?
You got to wipe your ass somehow.
So
I ain't never been in the trap, nigga.
As of right now, look, the times are stressful. Everybody's going through some shit, man.
Okay.
It's those little things, though. Those little things that will send you over the fucking edge. And for me, my little thing was dropping the blunt. And I did it on a multiple times. And that's what really started getting to me, because I was getting high and upset at the same time, which it eventually blew my high, which forced me to get extra high that I wasn't trying to get. But it was the little thing of having to keep dropping the blunt that kept fucking with me. I don't know if y'all got any little things that send y'all over the fucking
edge. What you mean?
You know, you already have a stressful day, and you drop your keys before you put it into the door.
Now, that's the little thing. Yeah, that'll piss you off.
You just look up at the sky and
start
take a deep-ass breath and
start crying. You ain't even opened the door yet. You on your knees crying and shit because you dropped your keys after a long day.
Stubbing your toe?
I've been there.
You ever stubbed your toe?
Nigga, that's my number one.
I stumped my toe, but it don't like it. Ain't the little thing.
That's my number one.
That's your little thing.
That's
number
one.
Oh shit.
That's my number one.
You must have really fucked your toe.
Like shit, man. Full speed.
Have you ever hit your toe for like you're walking to a destination?
But that ain't
gonna.
No. I hate that shit, but that ain't my thing though.
What's your thing? What's your little thing?
Okay, I got one. It just came to my head. I hate this shit. You know when you go, you know, airplane, you fly somewhere and then you finally land.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers who get up as soon as you land.
Bruh.
I hate y'all.
What are you doing?
Relax. Relax. We just got here.
We just landed.
The light ain't even on, bro. Like, the door not even open.
Yeah, y'all
motherfuckers. Where are we going? We going to the same fucking
place.
Your bag is not going to get there faster than mine. Soon as we land. Motherfuckers. Relax. Wake up. Wake up first. Stretch. Make sure your kids is all right.
Yep.
Make sure your girl is all right.
She's still asleep. You
don't fucking be so quick to open up the damn overhead. You're going to bust somebody in the head.
Yeah, they just told you that.
Relax.
Another one for me is motherfucker telling you that you upset and you not upset.
That makes you even more
mad.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? Stubbing my toe is the number one for me, man. What about you?
I got so many.
Rough day. Roughest day
of your
life.
So I know you got
one. What would have happened that would have sent you, I'm going to go kill 40 people right now.
All right, one it's kind of a new one that's bugging me is, all right, so I'm starting to, be a little more active, working out, yada, yada, yada. And I'm mid-30s now. So I'm like stretching and doing all the, everything I'm supposed to do before running, like take 5, 10, 20 minutes to stretch before blah, blah, blah.
Warm up.
And I do all the right stretching and then I still pull a muscle.
That's
that shit is just like, man, fuck you. I did everything right.
Are you sure?
That's a nice. That's a, actually a great little thing.
Are you sure you did that?
No, you wanted. Like, it wasn't a great thing. But that shit's fucking pissing me the fuck off.
That's gonna happen. You are. You're not like in impeccable shape, so you're gonna hurt when you create more muscles. Those are more muscles to pull.
I get it, but I'm like, all right, I stretched this muscle. It shouldn't pull.
But you shouldn't stretch before you run anyway. You should warm up.
Regardless, whatever.
Maybe you ain't stretched long enough. Maybe you should stretch
before you do anything.
No, you should never stretch. You should never stretch before. You should never stretch. You should know. You warm up.
You don't stretch before you work.
Before you fuck, you should do 50 push-ups.
Before you run,
you should do things with your legs that warm you up. Run up and down the
stairs. Before you stretch, bro.
You should not stretch before.
Should me?
Yeah, you should.
I ran miles every year of my life. We never stretched before.
Your coach was sabotaging your ass.
It's the army we talk about. I ran.
They don't fucking know.
We run all the time.
But they ain't gonna tell you this thing. Got time for stretching. Wake your ass up. Let's go. They ain't got time for that.
Stretch.
What they gonna tell you? Hurry up and stretch. Stretch takes time. They ain't gonna take time to stretch.
Charlie,
you never.
Every stretch is like 20 seconds, 15 seconds.
Yeah,
they ain't got time for that shit.
Cause you don't. You gotta warm up to do
you
shit.
Ain't, you can't warm up to fight a war, can you, nigga? They go,
yeah,
they
a little
bear
bit.
Y'all for that. They gonna be like, ah, they shooting.
Hold up.
Hold on, real quick, man.
Everybody, I gotta stretch before you grab your gun.
Hold on, man. I gotta stretch my hammies. I ain't do my hammies yet.
I need my stretch
button. Stretch before you grab your gun. Make sure you stretch. Don't load them guns up. Stretch your fingers.
I knew I should have did that hammy stretch
first.
Nah,
nigga, it's time to go.
Okay.
Sports-wise, you got to stretch.
I've never pulled a muscle.
You don't stretch, you're going to snap something.
Never pulled a muscle. So explain that shit.
You're lucky. You may not be going hard enough.
Okay.
Never blown a tire or anything.
What are things that... I don't pull a muscle. I don't tweak shit. I don't strain shit. Cause you ain't redline that shit. You gotta push your body to
redline. What?
You said what,
Orin? I said, so what are things that, like, we know, like, everybody hates getting their toe stubbed, you know, like, nobody likes the thing. What are some things that bother you that you don't think would bother anybody else? Like, an example, I hate it when it's, like, raining and my windshield wipers and the rain don't have, like, a good... mix.
Synchronization.
But that,
like,
that's why
I don't pull it. I don't like it to get too built up.
Yeah.
But I don't like it to be too fast.
No, listen,
to where, like,
that drives you crazy.
Like, it just bugs me.
I'm a stubborn bastard. And this is how stubborn I am, right? I used to drive a 2008 Chevy Silverado. It has the biggest fucking windshield of all. It's a truck, right? It was lifted. It was heavy duty, all that shit. So it had a big fucking windshield. I refused to turn my windshield wipers on. Because I would never get a good... too fast? It's too fast. I can't... It's too much going on. Too slow? It's like, what the fuck? So you can ask my wife till this day. If we ride in anything that I drive, I do not turn my windshield wipers. I don't give a fuck how hard it's raining.
That's why you got a manual with a motherfucker. Click, click.
That nigga is
wait, what do you mean? Dangerous. Do you manual? Like, how do you see?
I don't turn them on at all.
How do you see?
That doesn't make sense.
If you're going fast enough,
the rain is
a sheet of clearness.
No, it's not.
And as long as you see,
no.
If you drive it,
no.
You're good.
No. You wipe them windshield. I know you wipe your windshield.
No.
What about when you get stuck behind the truck and it's like that misty, that annoying...
I hurry up and yank.
Then you ain't telling me you don't wipe your windshield.
I yank real quick. I do not get behind. If I'm on...
Might not turn them on and leave them on, but you wipe your windshield.
No.
Maybe once every situation.
Sometimes in Atlanta, it rained like a motherfucker. Right, and
after
the point
show,
you can't see out your windshield.
Hold on, we're going to test this. After the show, we're going to go outside and we're going to zip tie Eddie's windshield wipers down to his car. And by the next time he comes here for us,
on
the podcast, we're going to see if that fucking
zip tie. He got kids, man.
We can't about to say
How did he die?
I ain't doing no good.
Ice T comes in. We investigated
in Flanders.
Ice T comes in. He's like, well, according to the trajectory of the car, it looks like he was going fast. Driving in the water, and his windshield wipers were zip tied. Yeah. Like, yeah, just those for fingerprints.
Ice T, if windshield wipers was zip tied.
What was Ice T say to leave the room? You know, you always got to have a leave the room statement. Mm. Like, that guy wasn't trying to jack off; he was trying to jack on and bounce. You know what I'm saying? So it would be like, yeah, he should have wiped it off.
Windshield wipers
was
zip tied. He couldn't see shit.
He like, walk out, dun dun.
Couldn't see a damn thing. But nah, I don't use them. But I'm stubborn. And I don't like things not to make sense.
Well, brother, let me tell you.
And that shit
there for a reason. That's like saying, I'll fuck a seatbelt. That should be itchy.
I've seen the seatbelt save lives. I've never seen windshield wipers save lives.
Being able to see, bro.
When's the last time you ever seen, oh my God.
Driving with your windshield wipers on is like driving
drunk.
Blind.
Yeah. You can't see, my nigga.
I'm going to test this theory.
No.
I'm usually driving pretty cool, though. As long as I can see the figure of the thing in front of me,
man,
I'm good.
Turn your wipers on, bro. It ain't
nah,
that
man.
Bad.
You live in danger.
It ain't no way you gonna tell me they annoy you to that
shit.
Point.
Hey man, I
you
do not
catch
condone driving fast without windshield wipers, man. That shit is not cool.
He said he just drive faster so the rain.
Yeah,
so it's like a sheet of clearance.
So the, no, man, yeah, in the rain, let's just drive faster. Let's drive fast.
It's a sheet of clear.
You know
clear.
How fast right. You gotta be driving, bro?
Like 65 at least.
In the rain?
Yes.
No, stop.
It's a sheet of clearness, bro.
Relax. You got to relax, though.
Okay.
I feel the science behind it, but you
got to. So, I got a new segment idea, man, I wanted to do, man. We're going to do this shit. Fuck it. We're going to start it off. And it's called That Didn't Age Well.
Okay.
That didn't age well.
It got old.
You know what I'm saying?
We all got old.
You know? So, this is how I'm going to start it off. All right. So, I was chilling in a bar in Colorado a couple of months ago. Just chilling, you know, dudes playing a playlist. Some white dudes just playing a playlist. I'm like, all right, I'm liking the sound she's doing. All right, you got some nice little selections. And then he played...
That shit on TV.
This the remix to Ignition by R. Kelly.
He played that on the
jukebox? In a packed bar now. And I'm just looking around, the only black dude, I'm looking around like, holy shit.
Oh, it was
shit.
A white bar?
Yeah.
Oh, that don't give a fuck.
I was looking around like...
You said
like
he was in Colorado.
I was like... That's a bold move.
That's a bold move.
If it was a black spot, I would say, yeah, but because of where you was at, nah.
Yeah, that was a bold move,
they
right?
Probably don't even know what happened.
R. Kelly did what?
As I listened to the song, I was like, wait a minute. Lil Mama, fresh out the kitchen.
Oh.
I was like, Lil Mama.
Fresh out the kitchen like she was just born.
Oh.
Lil Mama, fresh out the kitchen like she young.
Yeah.
Like she young.
Oh.
Nasty.
And then I just thought, like, that didn't
sipping
age
no
well,
Coke
man.
Around.
That didn't
like, so
age
what,
well.
He said, I'm like, so what? I'm drunk.
Yeah, so what? I'm drunk.
It's the freaking weekend, man.
Breaking it down in Caucasian voice, so what? I am inebriated.
Yeah. It's the weekend. I don't give a fuck what's going on. I'm having me some fun. That sounds like some rapist shit.
Man, hey, fuck R. Kelly one good time, man. Hey, man, fuck that nigga, man. I just wanted to say that shit out loud, man.
You don't feel listen to him?
Man, hell, I don't fuck with man. I can't listen to I Believe I Can Fly no more, man.
Mm.
I can't
Why
listen
not?
To that shit.
It's still beautiful. If I said the motherfucker that painted the Mona Lisa was a rapist, what would you say to that?
I think Mona Lisa ugly as fuck.
All right. If I said the Sistine Chapel.
I mean.
If he was a rapist, what would you say to that?
I ain't no fan of that either.
Okay,
but I'll be like, oh shit, that's fucked up.
So I'm supposed to give. I'm not giving that.
You don't see pictures of this nigga in my crib. I don't got a Michelangelo album.
I'm not giving Trump a pass for $1,000. And I'm not giving R. Kelly a pass for no Believe I Could Fly.
I ain't giving R. Kelly. After what that girl said, he made her do. I can't fuck with that nigga, man.
Bro, he told her to eat it. He didn't make her eat the shit.
Well,
he didn't shove the shit down.
I mean, he
throat.
Already had mind manipulated her.
He told her to eat the shit, and she ate the shit.
Nah, man.
You can't tell me to eat some shit, and I'm eating
shit.
Why
would you tell a girl to eat some shit in front of you?
I want to see if the bitch gonna do it.
Hold on.
Why would you want to see that?
That's a million things I'd rather see before that.
Exactly.
And that's why I don't fuck with him.
Like...
That's why. Like, why would you want... I can't be your friend if I know you do that at home. If you go home and make your wife shit in the cup and eat it, and you my man.
I did not say it to bring up R. Kelly to say that, oh, we're going to talk about R. Kelly.
I
brought him up, so we're going to talk about that.
But you said fuck that nigga, so we start going in on that.
I did say fuck that nigga, and I probably shouldn't have said that as adamant as I did.
That's like if you at the club with your homies, you like, fuck that nigga. They like, who? You can't be mad if a nigga go knock him out.
Yeah.
I'm that nigga, like, who, nigga? Especially if I had a drink. Like, oh, he said, fuck that nigga. He done did something. What's up, homie? Down. What's good, homie? You know what I'm saying? What's good, homie?
I was just saying, fuck that nigga because he ain't dap me up because we went to high school together.
Well,
man.
You got to
he already done got knocked out.
You know what I'm saying?
Looking for who hit him. We like, we got to go, nigga. We
you said, fuck that nigga. I said,
you said
damn.
Fuck that nigga. Said fuck that. It's like saying get him. You must say get him.
Well,
go get that nigga. Same thing.
Same shit.
What? And then I was thinking about a whole bunch of other random shit that didn't age well, right?
Like the Mary Kay and Ashley twins.
Them bitches, boy. Look at him, boy. Boy, them bitches.
Did you think they was gonna be cute though?
Look at T and Tamera.
I mean, dog.
Okay. I mean, they've been cute, but them little twins, they've been looked like little trolls. Crypt Keepers, man. Yeah, they've been looked like.
I don't know, man. Like,
funny looking motherfuckers.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like,
I ain't gonna
say
that.
They definitely didn't age well, though.
You, motherfucking Hannah Montana. Well, nah, they been.
Are we talking about people or?
No, I'm just talking about shit. In general,
everything didn't age well neither. Goddamn, shit aged like vinegar.
What didn't age well? Let's see.
Triple X white tees. Them shits didn't age well.
Them shits don't age well.
them shit
they got an expiration date. Them motherfuckers got an expiration date on
them. You can wear them shit twice, maybe. What's that bitch at the washing machine? It's a wrap.
Triple white tees or just white tees in general?
Yeah, just white tees in general, dog. You gotta throw them shits away. Yeah, dog.
You gotta know how to manage your white tees if you don't like
JNCO jeans, them shits didn't age well.
Motherfuckers is selling them shits for vintage now.
Yeah, that's some mad money. Vintage, really? $200-$300 on eBay and shit.
Vintage. You got them big bell bottom joints, man. I had some with a graffiti nigga on the side. Stitched on.
I remember that one.
Remember them shits? I had them shits, bro. I was on my little fades.
I had the bell bottom.
I went through my little fade. My shits weren't bell bottom though. They were just mad baggy.
Yeah, they're just like straight. Big ass pocket. Like the belt starts all the way to your hips.
Yeah, I look like, you know how the cartoon character niggas draw like that means spray paint. That's what my shit looked like. I had one little wife beater on and shit, with big ass pants. Yeah. That's how them shits was
running. You had a wallet chain?
I had a wallet chain, but I had my wallet chain like during like Dipset days.
Yeah, me too.
That's when I had my wallet chain. I didn't have it like skateboard times. I had it like Dipset when Skull Gang and shit was out.
I had them in both.
I had them in both.
It transitioned to
the I ain't even had no wallet until like Dipset, until I was in my 20s. About your bowls? I ain't fuck with no wallet.
I had a pair too. Heavy ass, goddamn. Heavy as fucking pants. No,
I had a pair
too. Jesus Christ, and things were heavy. I still got a pair. I wear them to work on my car, and then motherfuckers got wet. Cause a shop vac spilled on.
But you know that was like when jeans first start popping.
Yeah.
Kind of like different brands. Cause at first it was like you wear whatever jeans. Like it was just Wrangler. All kind of off brand jeans coming out. You were just wearing whatever.
Remember the time when
motherfuckers. Then when Jabot came out, Kanai, it was like you gotta have these.
Then it was like yo,
you gotta
polo.
Have these, and then polo jeans. And then it was like the polo all these other motherfuckers.
Wait, the polo ass is. Them shits. It's just, I remember when I remember the most
Hugo
like,
Boss.
Are those Bugle Boy jeans you wearing? Ooh. Hell nah, bitch. You know these polo? When Trick Daddy said that shit, and I was like, I got polo, and then my shit said polo, ass in. I was like, oh, man.
I used to buy them polo ass in shoes for $20.
Polo ass in.
Fuck you mean?
Nah, I wouldn't rock no ass in. I had the cross colors and shit.
I had two horses on my shit. That shit look fucking stupid. Yeah. Them niggas was like, oh man, you clean?
That motherfucker got the whole polo stick inverted. That motherfucker looked like he about to attack.
Lacoste shirts and shit. Man, I had all that.
He got a lightsaber in his hand.
Like, yo, let's go.
Nah, man, I had all that goofy ass shit.
Oh my goodness.
We was broke. I grew up.
That's when you learn the spots to go to, you Burlington, Marshalls. Yep. You can get all that Tommy Hilfiger, all that Nautica, all that polo shit that you want to rock to school. You can get all that shit for the same price you paying for that polo assin.
So what the fuck you think? You ain't got nothing that you think is fucking didn't age well?
Chaps. I mean, nothing ages well. It's
Jordan.
I mean, I don't know, man.
What ages well is more the
champion shirts.
I don't know, man. Well, I mean, Tom Hanks got the corona, so
he
ain't got
him. They let him leave the hospital.
Did they?
Yeah, out the hospital.
That nigga
out. Straight.
That nigga straight.
He potted it. You know what I'm saying?
And they was like, this is some bullshit.
I heard they gave him a little ball with the handprint on, like a little Wilson.
Yeah, shit.
Get that nigga.
They gave him a Wilson for
his hand. Like, I was in one movie with this motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. Why y'all ain't bring me the big ass keyboard from Big? Do the little dance on that bit.
Because he was only isolated in one movie.
Oh, he was with his wife.
No, he was on an island.
He was with that lady. You know what I'm talking about? He wasn't isolated. He was with that lady.
Yeah, when in the hospital, you isolated.
He wasn't with that lady?
No,
they both had it?
Like, they didn't separate.
I don't think they had them together.
Oh, I thought they had them together. My bad.
Because
they don't want one person to get better and then be
a dope ass
back and forth. He ain't getting no pussy. You in isolation with your wife.
Yeah, you just keep giving them back to each other.
Shit.
You got that Wilson ball.
I can
though.
Stick my dick through this glass.
He got that Wilson ball. That motherfucker was like, fuck.
Wilson.
Like, can we take your ball from you, sir? No. No.
That motherfucker probably hate that ball in real life. He's like, so many people probably don't give him Wilson balls.
He probably left
here.
That shit at the hospital.
Leave he's like, yo. And then now he finally isolated. Now he really got to use the Wilson ball. He's like, I thought I would deny you my whole career.
Keep looking at him.
I was giving no choice.
Keep looking at him, trying to resist him and shit.
Wilson.
I'm not going to. No.
Cast Away Part 2.
I ain't gonna do it.
The hospital room.
He looking at Wilson. Look at me. I'm the captain. I'm the captain, Wilson.
He's just quoting all his movies.
Buddy cop movies.
Buddy cops. What about
buddy cop movies? Did not age well. I think Eddie Murphy did the best ones, and they should have died.
I don't know. I could watch a Lethal Weapon or two.
Why they age well? Yeah.
I could watch a Lethal Weapon or two.
So it went from 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop.
I could watch a Die Hard with Samuel L. Jackson and my man.
That's not a
Bruce
buddy
Willis.
Cop movie though.
It is.
That's a buddy cop movie.
That's a buddy cop movie.
That's when you. One dude was a cop,
and the other dude was his buddy. Buddy cop. Cop and a half. Buddy cop. Nigga. All these movies is buddy
cop. A cop and an unusual person to tag along.
That's a buddy cop. That's why it's called a buddy cop movie.
But no, like you know,
most cop partners ain't buddies. You know what I'm saying? Like Training Day. These niggas wasn't buddies.
Nah, they wasn't. Was that a buddy cop?
Nah, hell no. Nah, that was no buddy cop movie.
What was that? What would you consider that then?
That was a fucking documentary.
Nah, that shit was Denzel winning the Oscar.
That was a documentary.
What the fuck that shit was? That was Denzel winning the fucking Oscar. That was Denzel doing all this classical Broadway shit, doing Fences, doing all kind of shit, and then just for this nigga to be like, King Kong ain't got shit on me. Get this man an Oscar. He's a genius. Like, this motherfucker that did all, he done played all kind of shit.
That was his alley-oop right there. Like, if you fuck this up, Denzel, that's it, man.
That's it.
This is it, man. You're playing a villain in this one.
But it took more talent to do the other roles than it did that
one. You think so?
Hell yeah.
I like the other one, the one where he was the.
No, I think he had to dig deep. I think you had to dig deep to get Alonzo, man.
That nigga played the Bone Collector.
He ain't play himself.
He didn't move.
He ain't play himself in fucking Training Day.
That nigga made me believe he didn't have no legs.
Bone Collector, he was good.
Huh?
I liked him in
Bone Collector. Yeah, he made me believe he ain't had no legs.
What you mean, he ain't say that?
Nigga, that nigga ain't had no damn.
He ain't moved.
Oh, I'm thinking
that
of
that nigga didn't like flinch or he
yeah, I mean, but he acted. But he acted.
That nigga was in that
bitch. Yeah, all face.
Yeah, all face. That's what you're
all
doing.
All face, though.
You don't need your legs to act. You don't need your legs.
Denzel,
think
Tom
about
Hardy. All face.
You don't need
all
your
face.
Legs to
all
act.
All face.
It's all emotion.
All face.
All face.
Well, Tom Hardy's opposite. Thomas, his face is over.
He was on
he transformed every movie. You don't know who Tom Hardy is every movie he do. You're like, hey, that's Bane. You know that's Bane. That ain't
Bane.
That's
Bane. But you know who else like that? The Joker. What was it?
Joaquin Phoenix?
No, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
Oh, well, the first 80 times I watched Dark Knight, I was like, that's not Heath Ledger. That's not.
I mean,
not a Knight's Tale.
It clearly looks like
that's not a Knight's Tale. Because
before Knight's Tale, I ain't give a fuck about no other movies Heath Ledger ever did except Knight's Tale in that one.
Was he in a Notebook too?
I don't know what he was
in. He was in like another one
couldn't
of those teen type movies.
Couldn't tell you.
Very popular.
I know he was in them two, and them was the best two.
I know he was in Dark Knight though.
Nah, he was
I know he was in that shit.
Yeah, he was in Brokeback. That's
phenomenally.
He was in Brokeback. You know what I'm saying? So like, you
who
go,
knew?
Didn't they win an Oscar for that?
Who knew? I thought it was two the same white dudes in that movie.
Yeah,
I don't know
who.
They got nominated though. They won
I know the movie won it. The director won it.
You know when you know.
You guys are forgetting, what's his name? Gary Oldman, though.
Oh, Gary I like Oldman. Him.
That was him.
Book of
like,
Eli. Yeah, he changed his accent in every movie. He could play
like
a
Fifth Element.
He could be
like,
whatever. Yeah, he could be whatever
shit.
You want him
to
be.
That's him?
Yeah, he's
him.
Yeah,
so.
He could be
yeah,
whatever
Gary
you
Oldman
need him to
shit,
be.
Man.
That's my man.
I forget he was in Fifth Element a lot.
I fuck with him.
That shit,
Fox.
Yeah, that shit was like, what the fuck?
That shit was ahead of his time to me.
It was. The whole movie was.
That movie should have been made now.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't even get the publicity it needs. It wouldn't get the respect.
It's not.
Like,
fantasy.
Ah, it's another space movie. But that shit was
well
thought.
It was Die Hard in space. That's all.
Well
done. It was.
It was like it's basically what
it was.
Shot blown up.
It was
Die Hard.
It was.
What's the best Die Hard?
With a Vengeance. What? Samuel L. Jackson.
Damn. No, the first time was the best one.
No, the one with Samuel Jackson.
I love the one with Samuel Jackson.
That's
saying,
the best one.
No, the first one's the best one.
No, watch the first one and you can be like, oh, shit,
live
boring
free,
as
live
fuck.
Live Free or Die Hard. That's
it don't get good until they start
free
blowing shit
hard,
up.
Live Free or Die Hard, the new
ones? No.
Yeah, one of the new
hell
ones.
Hell nah.
With
the
Avengers.
First new one.
Hell nah.
They took a helicopter out of the sky with a car. He jumped on a fucking fighter jet.
You talk. We talking about what's the best one, not the best stunts. I'm talking about the best one you can straight up watch from front to back. That's the best one.
Samuel Jackson, the motherfucker.
Come on, motherfucker. What the fuck? All that shit. Bullshit. Asshole.
If you trying to get 5 motherfucking gallons, you got 3 motherfucking gallons.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you want to hear that?
That scene is iconic, okay?
That motherfucker said, I should let these motherfuckers kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's so crazy how you go, hey,
like, get your ass out of here.
Okay, what's the best Samuel Jackson movie in?
Pulp Fiction.
We diving deep?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that's the best one? Yeah. I think that's the best scene stealers he
had. It's either between Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, or
that nigga got so many. Though.
I don't know, bro. He got so many movies, but them two is the ones that.
But you can give me Eddie Murphy's best movie.
Yeah, because Eddie Murphy got movies you watched as a kid, like Timeless shit.
Give me Eddie Murphy's best movie.
Shit,
Life.
Life.
Wrong.
Life. Or Coming to America. Life or Coming to America.
What about Harlem Nights? That was the funniest movie.
That one hit. No. What?
That was the funniest movie.
Over Coming to America.
Yes.
No.
Turn his mic off.
Harlem Nights.
Turn his mic off.
Yeah.
No, bro.
Harlem Nights.
Coming to America.
Yeah, son.
Harlem Nights ain't have enough quotables in it.
Shut the fuck up, you blind motherfucker.
That's one. Give me another.
Shut up, you fat bitch.
Shut up, you ugly motherfucker. You gonna keep saying shut up.
No, I mean, yeah. Coming to America from
front to back. Wait a. Try the soup.
Coming to America from front to back.
You must be out your goddamn.
She's your queen.
Come on, man. We desire room. You got money?
Yeah, you right.
No, come on, man.
Well, life too, though. Okay.
That's why I said coming to America in life. You ain't believe me, though.
Yeah,
you ain't believe me though.
But was it because
Beverly Hills Cop?
What is it because?
It was a shit too. I love Beverly Hills Cop. No, there's so many. It's hard to say.
Come on,
that was a classic.
Can't stop Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Nah, you really can't.
All right, what about Martin Lawrence, man?
Martin Lawrence, best movie. He hasn't had any good movies though.
Life.
That's life.
That's where. And maybe
Blue Streak. Maybe.
I'm about to say Blue Streak
or Nothing to Lose.
But you know what? It's something about Blue Streak that you don't want to fuck. Yeah, come on, man.
Nah. Yeah, nothing to Lose was the shit.
Nothing to Lose was funny.
That shit was like,
Nigga had a spider on it.
That shit was hilarious, nigga. That shit was hilarious.
That shit was hilarious, man.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. He got at least 3. The rest is relax.
Black Knight.
Big
Mama's House.
What you mean, the Big Mama's House? That was...
I didn't like that shit at all.
That was revolutionary, kind
of. Well, no. Watching with the kids or something, yeah.
Nutty Professor was the shit.
I wouldn't be like, hey, put on Big Mama's House, bro.
But you know what? Eddie Murphy killed the game because that motherfucker played like 14.
No, he killed the game because of just what he... How His comedy is just funny, bro. Like
it ain't
cheesy.
Check.
Yeah.
What movie?
Even Pluto Nash is funny.
What movie does compare? Would you put an Eddie Murphy movie up against Half Baked?
Against Half Baked. Pluto Nash. Pluto Nash is a stoner flick. If
I'm gonna put any movie next to Half Baked, it's gonna have to be Coming to America.
What do you mean? Like it's good?
I
think Eddie Murphy.
Like if somebody like, what you want to watch, Half Baked or Coming to America? 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna say Half Baked.
I'm gonna say Coming to America.
I'm gonna probably say Half Baked.
I'm gonna say Half Baked, but if I'm gonna put any Eddie Murphy movie next to it, it'll be either Coming to America or Life. It can't be no other movies because they're not as funny. Half Baked, I find something funny in Half Baked every time I watch it. And I've been watching that movie for like what 20 years,
30 years.
You know what I'm saying? I've been watching that shit since it came out. Every year for my whole life, at least 10 times a year.
Yeah.
You know what movie is funny?
That's the crazy shit. Like a movie like that, that's literally like you grow up on
that
movie.
And that's all that Dave Chappelle got movie wise.
That's all he got.
Half Baked, and that shit will go up against.
That's all he need.
I need a backyardigan.
To me?
What? I mean.
I love Half Baked. I think Coming to America.
Every time I watch it, I find something funny. Every single time. Like we could turn it on right now and be like, oh shit, I never noticed the nigga in the back. Shit. Look at the nigga in the back.
Coming to America. I can't choose Coming to America.
I'll watch it and be like, oh, all that shit is funny, but it's just a funny movie. But it's not like I'm not going to laugh. I'm not going to bust out laughing or be like smiling and shit because I know what's going to happen. I know damn near every word.
Nah, I think Dave Chappelle has it on that one, though. So
yeah, I'm gonna give it to Dave. I'm gonna give it to Half Baked. I ain't gonna give it to Dave Chappelle, but I'll give it to Half Baked.
Would you put any Kevin Hart movie up?
Negative.
Hell no, man. That motherfucker.
Damn.
Negative. He's the same dude every movie.
I'm about to say Kevin Hart.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
He's funny, but it's
he's funny, but he's like he tried too hard for me. It's like he does something to.
Wait, you mean to tell me? Wait, hold on.
Like,
every movie, the same dude.
Nah, bro. Kevin Hart jokes remind me of like when a motherfucker tell a joke and look at you and wait for you to laugh. Like,
yeah, he that dude. Like, all right, bro. Really?
You
gotta laugh. Or like, the dude in the barbershop, like he keep going on. Yeah, like he got one laugh, but then he keep trying to get more. Like, yep. Like that's all right, I'm laughing, like, bro. That's it.
Man. At first, I ain't gonna lie. Paper Soldiers, dog.
That's his best one. That's his one.
Yeah.
There you go. That's his one.
That's Paper
one.
Soldiers, bro.
Paper Soldiers and Soul Plane. His two worst movies is his best movie.
Two best movies.
To me. Everything else was act like.
Stand up, you should have stopped there. I'm a grown man.
I think he's funny. I think he's a funny dude, but I wouldn't put him like where people put him. I wouldn't put him where people put him. I think there's a lot of dudes that's funnier than him.
Bernie Mac's best movie. I guess you can't even say movie. Best scene.
Don't Be a Menace.
No, Jagalang.
Don't Be a Menace is South Central.
You talking
about movies? Soul
best
Man.
Best scene.
Don't Be a Menace.
You can't do movie with Bernie Mac.
They gotta be a movie, a scene in Soul Man because that shit was funny.
No, yo, yeah.
Him and Samuel L. Jackson? That shit was
Soul Man is so fucking underrated, it's ridiculous. That's what I said.
You gotta watch
that movie. Shit.
Bro.
That movie is fucking.
If you ain't never
hilarious.
Watched it, you gotta watch it.
No, they
both funny as fuck.
Yes, and they complimented each other so fucking much. It was to the point where you know
niggas remind me of my uncles.
Yo, you got two uncles like that who always argue, who always at each other's throat.
You said what?
Soul Man.
Hold
up.
No, this ain't Soul Man. I'm saying the scene from Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
That's
that wasn't no Bernie Mac.
That was Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac was in that?
What'd he say?
He's a cop who pulls over.
I hate
his
gums.
I hate black ass pussy snipers gums.
I hate black pepper.
That was funny.
But Soul Man from start to finish.
If you count Kings of Comedy as a movie.
Did have a theatrical release. The milk and cookie scene was the unbelievably
hilarious. That part was funny.
He totally carried that.
Shit. Oh man!
But that was a combination of all those other jokes.
Players Club.
Yeah, but then, like, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, Players Club.
Yeah, he had little parts in that.
But he carried the movie though. When they were dry parts, well, if you just was tired of seeing naked bitches.
He only said like one thing.
What'd he say? Well, give me your.
He's coming out here, gonna be trouble.
Nah, hell nah. When he was sitting there talking to Jamie Foxx, I can't even do it. He said,
"What do you think you are? Kick a free? You ain't quick? You ain't nothing.
That ain't hilarious.
You don't know nothing, you don't see nothing.
That ain't like hilarious. That is, because it's like,
Bernie
damn.
Bernie Mac being funny.
He was like, dog.
You might as well say the same Bernie Mac from Booty Call. I mean, he's like, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing over this lake but the devil.
But that's funny as fuck. No. You have an uncle that says things just like that.
Remember what I said.
I completely forgot about that movie.
Because I said it.
What?
Booty Call. That's such a funny fucking movie.
It's a funny ass movie too.
Remember what I said.
You've got to lick it before you stick it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got certain scenes that people steal the show. Like John Witherspoon in a Vampire in Brooklyn. When he was explaining what the fuck the dog, he was a wolf dog.
It's like flipping.
He said, flipping. Like a bitch, I had a 62. I went over there, I met as a girl, then
but
I go over house.
I mean, he
she
stole
man,
that scene. But he didn't steal the movie.
Yeah, he was all right.
That was one of a hell of a scene. But give me three
good.
Other scenes.
Bro, you
from
can't
that.
Say a hell of a scene. It was just a scene
that
with
was a dope
comic
ass
relief.
Scene, man.
Certain movies got the little comic
relief. But
it was
so many funny motherfuckers in that
funny
movie. I was a comic relief.
Oh, yeah, Cedric Sanders is shit, too, man.
But you know.
But his show was all right. It was all right.
Cedric entertained funny when he doing stand-up to me then.
Cedric was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
He tried to do goddamn much.
No, I think he just should have, like, he could have been, like, one of the funniest stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
If he didn't get so big and, like, do TV stuff, so he got to play it safe when he do a stand-up.
Yeah.
Like, niggas that's why I like niggas like Mike Epps and niggas like
Corey Holcomb and shit.
Yeah, like,
they'll never get TV.
Motherfuckers
so
that can stay raw.
About.
Like,
yeah,
cats
yeah
that can stay raw. Andrew Schultz. Dave Chappelle, who really don't give a fuck about the network shit trying to look crispy clean for Disney. Yep. They just gonna do their comedy. I respect them more than I ain't gonna respect them more.
I heard they're doing.
I'm a fan of their comedy. Yeah, I am. More than I'm a fan of like people who do it and then turn commercial, so they gotta play it safe now.
That's why I'm hoping Country Wayne don't turn commercial because he's already pretty.
He on tour with Mike Epps though, so
we good. So we sure. We all right then.
I got on the interweb. They're doing like a new Kings of Comedy with Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Martin Lawrence, and I don't remember who the fourth. I think Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart might be the fourth one.
Oh, please don't do Kevin Hart.
I mean, he's. But I don't think it's.
It'll be Chris Rock.
Yeah,
it'll be.
I think right, they do. But Kevin, if they put Kevin Hart, he sells more tickets than any of them. You know, he sells out like he kind of is. One of, you know, he is in the top.
But they'll sell more tickets than him.
Okay, cool. Here's the thing.
That's just his shit.
If Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle are there,
Eddie Murphy, you
I can be the
Eddie
fourth
Murphy,
guest. I can be the fourth guest, and they'll still sell out.
Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Martin Lawrence. And who was
Chris Rock.
And Chris Rock.
I didn't say Chris Rock. I said I don't know who.
I'm saying Chris Rock. They shutting shit down.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're
saying. You got to literally put Kevin Hart.
You put all those the guys we mentioned in pictures together. Like the four we just named. Yeah. Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle, Eddie Murphy. I've been seeing them in pictures together.
Yeah.
It could be.
If it's them, Kevin Hart will never do anything close to what they're going to do.
Because y'all forget Dave Chappelle was in Nutty Professor.
He was.
Oh.
Shit, Lex.
It's Reggie. Reggie. Listen. Oh, but even if you did put Kevin Hart on, which you could, put him first. That's why they put Steve Harvey on first, because he was the weakest link of the Kings of Comedy. They let him host so he can get a host check, and they put him on first and gave him like 20 minutes. Everybody else got 30, 35, and you know, Bernie got the top spot. But for the longest time, because I remember all those jokes were a culmination of everybody's best jokes. DL's best jokes, Steve's best jokes, and everybody like that. That's why when they brought it together, they pretty much wrote their material out like, I'm going to hit them with these bangers that I've been killing the nation with, and then it'll be just nonstop funny. That's why it was so funny. Mm. But for the longest time when they were doing that, because I remember my mom went to that King's Comedy when it came through Atlanta, they had Steve Harvey on last after Bernie Mac.
It don't work.
And like, what the fuck? Steve got booed off the stage like a couple times because he... Cause you come on, Bernie, and then your church jokes. It don't fucking work. So when they backed up, they let Steve go first and let him get the host check, and that's why that happened. So cool. Do the same thing. Let Kevin Hart host it.
Hell no. I'm tired of seeing
that. No, I don't see Chris Rock. I don't think
he fit with their whole shit.
I agree. He's too young, but he's...
He's not a king. He's not at their level. Yeah, nah. You can't have three kings of comedy like from an old school and then just have one new nigga.
So you would love to see Eddie, Dave, and Chris. And that's it.
And Martin.
Eddie, Dave,
Martin. Who's going to host it?
And Seinfeld.
Martin.
Martin will probably
Martin host it. Martin used to host it.
Martin used to host it. Yep, because he used to host it.
No, hold on. You get Kevin to host it.
He's going to bust your ass every time he come out and introduce somebody. He's going to bust their ass.
Yep. Ideally, you could just have Kevin host it.
I think Martin is better in spurts.
Yeah, Martin.
Like, Martin is better in like short runs nowadays.
Yeah,
like,
they never had Martin.
But he's touring again.
That's what I'm saying. He's better. Like, if you watch his whole...
He's trying to get ramped up.
If you watch his whole act, it's funny in sections.
Yeah.
So I think he would be good as an opener.
He's like,
let somebody else come out,
come back.
He ain't funny in the long stretch.
I have to respectfully disagree because he tells like a story. Like, remember the one with the.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he takes a while in between
the stories is a bunch of filler bullshit.
It is.
He takes like a 15.
Come out, tell a story, introduce a nigga. Come out, tell a story, introduce a nigga. Like,
that's true. I mean,
who would you rather have?
Like 15 minutes.
Chris Rock. I want to hear.
Why can't you have four comedians and then one host who's not really like an extra comedian?
Okay, who would host it then? Who would host those four heavyweights?
Shit.
Who would be able to even keep up? Exactly. So just let Martin.
Hold on, don't exactly me. You gave me 8 seconds.
So I'm saying, like, exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Did I fuck the bitch? Exactly. I ain't gonna... But no, who?
Damon Wayans.
Did you fuck him?
No, not Damon.
Exactly.
Wayans.
Damon Wayans is exactly their age. He's been there long enough. He would be a good host.
He not up.
He would be. He's a little short thing. I think he could do it.
No.
Damon.
Nope. Marlon would be better.
He gotta be
none of the Wayans.
None of the Wayans.
None of the Wayans. Okay, none of the Wayans.
That's why it's really just them.
Shit, I'd rather.
I'd rather have Mike Epps do it. I'll take Mike Epps.
I'll take Keenan Thompson. I'll take Keenan Thompson as a host, nigga.
As a host?
Hell yeah. That nigga been on SNL for 20-something years.
Yes.
The motherfucker, he gave us all that. That nigga's been a king of comedy for 20-something years.
He's been on Saturday Night Live for the longest.
Nigga been funny for our whole life. Low key, nigga.
But not that funny. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Keenan. I grew up watching him. I don't compare him as like
his staying the power. Though. He's had the staying power.
Yeah, he's good. I'm not saying at all.
King of comedy. He ain't never did a serious role his whole career.
Never.
Who?
He never had a serious role.
The comedians, they don't just do serious roles.
I don't know. I mean, no,
most good, some comedians have at least one serious role.
I wouldn't want him to host the shit, though. Not them niggas.
No, them.
I would. That nigga dressed up as Steve Harvey, hosting.
So you roasting Steve Harvey.
But you gotta give, now you gotta give him a gimmick, though. You're giving him a gimmick. Yeah, you don't have to give Mike Epps a gimmick. He will be able to hang with him.
I'd take Eddie Griffin, too.
Boom.
Yeah,
he don't get enough credit.
He don't.
Shout out to him.
And I would take Eddie Griffin to host that.
I used to love watching Eddie Griffin. Like,
Eddie
he was one of my favorites.
And he could host that. He could host that. And
he could have been on Kings of Comedy the first round.
He could.
I think.
He could.
I don't know what was going on.
Him and Steve didn't get along.
With the situation.
Steve Harvey didn't get along with a lot of people. Steve Harvey didn't get along with Bernie Mac for the longest time.
You know who I don't think was funny?
Who?
D.L. Hughley.
Back then, no.
No.
But now, yes.
I think he's smart as fuck, but I don't think he's like a hilarious comedian.
He just brings the funny with the bullshit.
I think like he's an intelligent like.
I just think he's smart. I would love to have a conversation with him at the barbershop.
It's like one of those witty comedies.
He would
like
kill,
he was my
and
uncle
he would
son,
kill
would
you
always,
at the barbershop.
I would always kick it with him
yeah.
he was my uncle, but
he would kill
to
you
sit
at
and
the
watch a set a D.L. Hughley set.
He was alright.
I gotta be a little drunk.
He was alright.
No, Steve Harvey didn't get along with a lot of people, and Steve Harvey made sure a lot of comics didn't get on during
a
that
lot
time.
Of these comedy specials that have been coming out been kind of bunk, fun. Man. They've been only been having spurts, man. I don't know, man. I saw Andrew Schultz live a couple of weeks ago, man. That motherfucker is funny, man.
I'll be watching some comedians on YouTube. It's funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, man. I saw Andrew Schultz a couple weeks ago. That motherfucker is the funniest dude ever, dude. Like, when I say that motherfucker is up there, that motherfucker is up there.
I don't know who that is.
Oh,
I need
man,
a face.
Brilliant Idiots podcast with Charlamagne the Guy, Andrew Schultz. They used to be on Guy Code, but he's fucking hilarious, dog. Like, I saw that motherfucker in person, dog.
He's
like,
funny.
Fucking hilarious, dog. Like, I'd rather
Bill
watch
Burr. Him. That's why I don't eat Bill Burr don't get a lot of fucking credit.
I fuck with
what do you mean? He gets a lot of credit. It's just stand-up isn't what it used to be when those
a lot
days.
Of comedians, like,
you know what I mean? Like,
no, like, the nigga D-Lay is a comedian. D-Lay, this nigga funny. Nigga Billy Sorrells is funny. I'm talking about like niggas that just do stand up. Like you ain't gonna really see these niggas.
Yeah.
Black dudes. You know, it's some white dudes out there funny as fuck too. Man.
Bill Burr is one
it's
of the funniest motherfuckers.
It's a lot of
good comedians.
There's
a lot of good comedians.
There's a lot of good
stand up comedians.
Shout out to TK Kirkland. He funny as fuck. This nigga
Patrice O'Neal.
Funny as fuck.
My nigga D Ferg.
Yeah.
D Ferg, a nigga from Atlanta, came on the show. That nigga's funny, man. So, like, it's a lot of niggas, you just got to look for them.
You do.
Find your
Go to comedy clubs, for real, man.
Find your comedian that's funny to you.
A comedy club is actually the greatest date you can go on.
I agree.
It's number two.
The fuck is this?
The number one best date you can go on, if you can swing this, is the gun range. You're going to fuck.
I think the comedy is, I can agree
Will
with
out
it's,
of Detroit.
Yeah, it's really interchangeable.
It really is, because, don't get me wrong, like, what every girl wants, what everybody wants, to have a good time, laugh.
Yeah, that's all they want
to
do.
You're paying some motherfucker to do it for you.
Boom.
All you got to do is just not fuck up the mood, really. Yep. Afterwards, you just, anything you say
being
is just comedic.
Mood. That's it.
What's this nigga name? We ain't say this nigga. I got to say his name.
We got the barbershop in the background
Deion
on TV.
Cole, he funny as
Deion Cole's funny as fuck, and his style cannot be replicated.
Deion Cole, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis,
all
of them are funny, man. I can't not mention.
But yeah, you're right. No, literally, that women want to laugh and be aroused. So if you take
them, women, me too, shit.
Well, yeah, me
laugh
too.
Laugh me, make me all.
But I ain't gonna.
I'm not gonna get in your pants if I'm all pissed off and shit.
But you can. But like you say, go to the
That's
go
a
to
great
the comedy
date,
club.
Bro. That's a great first date. You take a chick to the comedy because the drinks gonna be cheap.
Cheap as fuck. Order
food gonna
order
be
good.
Off the bat though.
Cheap
like
fuck.
Get
that's
two
what
drinks a piece off the bat because it's gonna take you forever to get your drink. So by the time the comedy show ends, then you get your second.
The
drink.
Best ones are bring your own. You ever do one where it's like bring your own beer? You just bring a couple bottles of wine with you. Yeah, that's just bring your bottle of wine.
I need to go one of them after all this bullshit is over.
Take your chick to the comedy club.
Yeah, definitely.
They got them every fucking weekend.
Yep, and everywhere.
Everywhere.
Comedy club.
And even if the comic ain't funny.
It's gonna be
funny. That's funny.
It's, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna be funny.
That nigga bombed the stupid
it's
joke.
Different, it's different watching comedy up close than it is watching it on TV.
It is.
When you're up close, you're kind of in tune. You got all your attention. Yeah. Everything is fucking funny. You
there's also like an atmosphere.
Drunk. It's an atmosphere. Yeah, people, other people are laughing, kind of make you laugh.
Yeah.
So it's a good vibe, yo.
It's a great vibe. And, you know, the gun range, if you can do it. Don't go if you don't know how to shoot a gun.
That's what I'm about to say. Don't tell these niggas that, bro.
First
date ends in tragedy.
local man takes himself and his date. Yeah.
Jaquan just didn't weird, know how to use an AK, but that's the gun he chose.
I don't think that's a first date either, like the gun range.
Hell yeah, it is.
You
for
can't
me.
Talk.
I don't think, I think that's
yes. Like, you can't talk at a comedy club neither.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
It's mad time to talk at a comedy show.
I mean, they're
bro.
Between sets. It's, and, it's only an hour usually.
But that's you connecting because you learning where her sense of humor is. So if I'm cracking it up and she ain't, I'm like, oh, this shit ain't going to work off the bat.
I mean, just think about it. Like, usually first dates, you just meet somebody for the first
she
time.
She ain't laughing.
You can't take no girls to no Corey Holcomb.
Especially if you ain't funny, shit. Yeah. Somebody got to make her laugh.
Strip club ain't
your
up there.
Your jokes ain't working.
Strip club on a first date?
No. unless
you know that type of chick
or
that you're dealing with.
If it's just a situation, it ain't going to be a relationship. Like, you ain't trying to really get to know her. You
she
just
lives
have
close
fun.
To the restaurant you like eating at.
It's dates where you take a girl that you just want to have fun, and then it's dates that you want to take a girl where you want to get to know her.
Yeah.
So you don't go to the strip club.
You don't go
date.
To the strip club if you want to get to know her.
Damn.
Not man. Off the bat.
I guess that's
first
why
date,
when I was
nah.
single, I wasn't getting no second
well, that's a good judge of character.
No, I mean, that was up to you probably, though. If she was willing to go to a strip club with you, she was fucking with you.
I mean, here's the thing. Like if you
she
do,
ain't fucking with you, she ain't going to the strip club.
Yeah,
with you.
Hypothetically, if you do take a first date to the strip club, like, I mean, it is a very good, like...
It could be if you already got a
but
vibe.
But not even that. Like, you could just kind of get a good idea of who this person is. Like, if she sits there in the corner and doesn't do any scare, then yeah, it's not your
chick.
If she's there, like... making her way.
She
might be a keeper.
Every woman not comfortable with the strip club, she might be real comfortable at Six Flags, but she's not comfortable at the strip club.
She might intimidate you at the strip club.
And then she walk in, know the chick. What's up, Nancy?
What's up,
man?
You might want to know that after you get to know her a little bit better.
But what Trill just said happened to
second
me more
date,
than
second
day,
third date, strip club.
That's
second
what I'm saying.
Day,
that's not a first
no, what y'all saying happened to me more than a chick actually being more reserved. When I more than the time taking women to the strip club, it's either an eye-opening experience or they've done it so much that it's like they go there to
what's
relax.
The first date, though?
The only strip club date is when you know what she with. Like, you be like, yeah. Oh, you smoke? You drink? And she's like, yeah, I do.
If y'all met,
then you know, like, second date we going
I've
to the strip club.
I've never been to the strip club on a date.
You should go. The food is really good.
After you take her on a first date, though. You gotta go on that first
date. So first date comedy post-club.
Club. Post-coronavirus.
Strip club puts you in a certain type of... vibe and certain time you be ready to
yo,
smash.
Hey, yo,
hold on.
So the worst thing is to go to a strip club on a date with a chick that you ain't getting no pussy from.
Yeah.
Trent just made me think of something though. Yeah. I bet you every stripper in this country now has a webcam and is setting them up right now at home.
If
right?
they smart.
No, they are. No, I follow a lot of.
If they smart.
Cash App. I follow a lot of strippers.
Yes.
Cash App.
And that's what they do.
Cash App.
Only fans.
I love when I have little predictions and it turns out I'm right.
They gonna break Cash App, bro. I'm telling you, Cash App gonna fucking invest in Cash App today.
The OnlyFans.
I'm gonna go buy a Paul around a strip
club. Yeah, all that OnlyFans. Yeah. And, like you said, just a webcam. They probably just like, hey, I set my webcam up for 10
webcam.
O'clock. 10 p.m. Tip me.
Yeah, no.
FaceTime me.
Tip me. You wanna see this ass clap? You can't see it in the club. Tip me, nigga.
These motherfuckers is uploading clips and just niggas is just buying subscription.
That's
like,
why I
pay you $100 a month.
If I had a girl, I'd be pimping right now. I'd be right behind the camera. Yeah, do this.
OnlyFans, man. OnlyFans chicks are.
You got 10,000 motherfuckers paying you $100 a month.
I wish
you got 100 motherfuckers paying you $100 a month.
Well,
all you need is 100. All you need is 50. Get 50 dudes to get you $100 a month.
What about 100,000?
Tell a chick that.
What about 100,000?
50 dudes to get.
Dudes.
That ain't shit.
Paying you $3 a month.
Out of the world, 50
that's what I'm saying. I know a girl making $3 a month from 100,000 dudes.
What?
She wins.
$3 a month from 100,000.
She has an OnlyFans. Her OnlyFans subscription is only $3 a month.
I'm about to go buy me some G-strings. Start slinging this thing on camera. Wow. Throwing dick on camera. Just throwing dick for half an hour. See what happens. I don't know who donated.
Submit.
Donate. You know what I'm saying?
The influx of amateur porn has gone up. since the coronavirus
solo
first struck.
Porn.
Honestly, I don't even know why there is a mainstream porn industry anymore.
What you mean, because the internet?
I mean, you got phones, bro.
What has been...
Somebody paying... I mean, somehow money's moving.
What has deemed a new fetish sex? People in the same room having sex.
In the same room.
Of new fetish, well, people in the same room. Like, I just want to see. I just want to see some people in the same room. That's the new fetish.
Yeah, nobody fucking each other.
Sagittarius born this year.
Dude, they're gonna invent that demolition man thing where you don't have to touch each other.
Pocket pussy's going through the roof right now. Dildo's going through the roof right now.
Amazon's out of them, man. A lot of those
sex toys
are sold out.
They're not delivering though. Amazon stopped delivering the other day.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
just wanted something.
Unless it's medical supplies.
I just went on yesterday and it was like, I can get my shit Amazon Prime on Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's like medical supplies and shit like that, they stopping shipments though. They just announced that shit.
I just ordered the watch band. So it'll be here Tuesday.
Sweetie, yeah. Lying to me.
That's still a long ass time for Prime. Goddamn. Shit.
Well, they
made Google. Hey, and before we do get up out of here, yo, please.
They delivering, bro. They delivering.
Please, disenroll from all auto pays. The company said that they will work out payment plans with you.
Take your money out the bank. How about
take your money out the bank and get all brand new cars?
Don't take your money out of the bank.
I was just playing. We ain't gonna get into it.
Yeah, please take your money out of the bank and send it to P.O. Box.
I was just playing.
Nah, but for real though, like.
But like, what do y'all, when the banks go down, y'all money gonna be stuck.
Well, so like, saying. What do y'all think? Like, shit's gonna be like, man. Like, after all this shit said and done.
I only think the only way like shit is gonna go to hell is if zombies come about.
I'm not talking about that, man. I'm talking about like.
I'm just saying, like, shit is wheels is still gonna turn as like, long as it's the internet. All right, like, power and water.
That's not my question. My question is, what is it gonna be like after this whole fucking coronavirus? Because people that, you know, at this point, people are gonna have weeks off with their families. Chilling with their kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, spending the time that they never could really spend, at, you know what I'm saying, just doing, living, you know what I'm saying? Not worrying about fucking other shit, but just actually living. So now, like, you know, like, if this shit go on for a month, 2 months, like, at what point in time do you think niggas would be like, man, I'm not doing this shit no more?
I think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be more motherfuckers.
What's the new normal gonna
appreciating
be?
Appreciating their home life. So I think when you say a motherfucker gonna be like, I ain't doing this shit no more, he gonna be referring to working. Like, he gonna literally go back to his job with a mindset of, y'all did just give me like a month off without it being a problem. I'm leaving. I'm not doing this shit no more.
I think it's gonna be a lot of more at home shit.
Yeah.
Like, cause all these companies is
are letting you work from home.
Yeah, they transferring their employees to work from home, and motherfuckers gonna be like, well, shit, how come I can't keep
been did this?
Or or places might be like, you know what? We gonna let this building go.
Yeah.
And just y'all can just work from home instead of us paying rent for a building. Or like, it's gonna be mad more delivery services. I think it's just. I think it's gonna change. Like,
it's
technology
gonna push
wise.
A lot of things. It's gonna push so much shit forward. And Washington, my homeboy, just sent me, because he know we was recording this. He sent me a thing where like Uber Eats in Washington has turned to like pretty much Uber Weed.
Oh yeah.
So like weed joints, weed spots are just selling like snacks and shit.
Yeah.
Order some snacks, and then you can pick up a.
I'm sure.
Chicago, I heard. Illinois is allowing the like curbside.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot more from home shit. Like they already like you can already grocery shop from home, or you know, it's so many things you can do from home.
They had beer delivery services, but it wasn't available in Georgia. But now that you
now it's actually in Georgia.
Yeah, they have
these services.
They have services where you can buy like this thing that's a beer keg. Like our beer maker, you put it in your thing, they give you a keg every month, and it makes your own beer. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Runs out.
Oh, you can like pick what kind you want and shit like that.
Deliver,
that's what I'm saying. Like it's gonna, this is gonna like accelerate whatever the fuck was gonna have any damn way.
Yeah, I think marijuana will be legal by next year. Yeah, it's gonna be legal real soon.
And then you're gonna have delivery service for that. So that's just, and then you're developing infrastructure. And with that, you're gonna have these car companies charging more for cars because now you're making money with your car. See, before you only make money with a truck. That's what Southern boys know. They tell you, don't never buy a car, buy a truck. You can make money with a truck. You're going to spend money on a car. You know what I'm saying? That's some old country G shit. But now it's like, if you making $500 a month from Uber Weed and your car knows only $500 a month, you know, who's making money here?
So but how do they know who's going to make money off the car?
They don't give a fuck how you making your money. Yeah. They just want the...
They want what you got, though.
They just
want
to sell the car, bro.
Yeah.
The bank going to finance the shit. Yeah. They just want the money up front. Give me the down
payment. Hold on. When it comes to cars, actually, I want to, you know, if everybody's stuck at the house for the next 2 months, it's going to be a lot less driving, a lot less.
That's why you see what gas is. Hold on. You see the price of gas?
Yeah, I mean, there's other reasons.
I know that, but I'm just saying.
But hold on. Let me finish.
They ain't driving. The gas is low, and we ain't even driving as much.
But it's not even gas. It's like, for instance, right now, in Venice, the canals are all empty, and they've cleared up.
Yeah,
you can actually see the bottom of the canal, and now dolphins and swans and you know wildlife is actually coming back into it.
China, the air quality has gotten so much better that birds are fucking out of control. And
just
it's
a reboot.
I'm also wondering. It's like when we get back to this, we'll look at like you know pictures from space. How much cleaner? Is people are going to be like, hey, you know.
Before and after.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. For the past 2 months, there's been no industry going. Right. Like, look, you guys are actually, like, here. It's yeah. 2 months worth of pictures. Out. Like, yeah.
So well, how about we...
Like, that could be some good that comes out of this.
I think it's going to be some great. And I think if you an Earth First bastard, right, and you care about the trees, why don't you push legislation to shut down... I'm not going to say they necessarily...
$50 million.
Yo, 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 yo,
bro.
Money.
UDI. I'm telling you, yeah, after 2-3 weeks of
money.